This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The 55th head of the Charles Regatta wraps up today. The major rowing event attracts 11,000 competitors, from high school and college students to club rowers to Olympians to para athletes. Lisa Russell has competed in several of these races, and now she is redefining her approach to ability as she recovers from a devastating car crash. A year and a half ago, a teenage driver, who police say was under the influence of drugs, struck and killed a Brookline woman before hitting Lisa and her boyfriend. Lisa underwent extensive surgeries. She's using her love of rowing to help her recuperate and set new goals, both on the water and off. Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
People involved in sports often define themselves by that sport. You know, I'm a baseball player, I'm a runner. Did you define yourself as being a rower? And to what degree does that identity still hold?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, ever since I started rowing, I proudly introduced myself as a rower. And I still do. As anyone knows who rows, it really embodies a lot of sort of your personality and how you go about things in life, really. So yeah, I definitely would say that I'm a rower.
You'd been an athlete already in high school in different sports, and then you switched gears to rowing. What really made it special?
The teamwork and the camaraderie that you build is, to me, very different from any other sport. So you build very strong bonds with the people that you're training with and on the team with. For me, when I'm on the water, it's truly a sense of independence. You get to manipulate your surroundings the way that you want to, or that you need to be able to make your boat move. And there's, you know, a feeling of tranquility, I suppose, when you kind of are out there. And yeah, it's a good sport.
How long after your injuries did it take before it became clear to you, I'm getting back on the water?
I mean, I always knew I would. You know, even as I was really immobile in bed, as they were still piecing me back together, rowing was always something I knew I would get back to.
When you do think back, if you do think back to the crash,
yeah,
what comes to mind? You know, what do you remember, and how have you kind of bookmarked or cataloged this traumatic moment in your life?
I mean, my body's fully different now. They literally had to move muscles to save my legs. You know, I have a lot of hardware in my legs to have helped my bones heal. And sort of everything I do is in effort to try and reclaim, like, pieces of what I was able to do before and to work to get that back. I mean, I had to relearn how to walk. Definitely. That was a huge piece of it. But still working on standing up from a chair without using my hands. I mean, I lost a ton of strength. They had to pull out pieces of my muscles to keep my legs viable. So between that and just immobility, there's a lot of strength that gets lost. So that's where the sort of, I guess, routine of working out that I learned through rowing has come in handy incredibly.
We've talked a little bit about the physical recovery. How do you mentally go down this path? How do you recover?
So really, truly, honestly, that I believe is also where rowing and the mental training you have to learn to be successful has made a huge difference. Whether it's in college when you have like huge tests that you're studying for in the back of your head, or just like friend drama, or, you know, whatever it might be. I remember very specifically in college, my coach doing a lot of exercises with us on just the mental training part. You know, she would always tell us to put it in your black box, like this box that you left on the dock and you had to leave behind. And while you were on the water, that's all you were doing. You were on the water. So it's been a lot of using strategies in that way that, you know, you can only work on what you can control.
You make it sound easy to take thoughts and emotions and put them in a black box. But it isn't.
Right.
How do you actually do that?
I mean, really, years of being an athlete, I think, has helped. I mean, even when I would go for a long run, or, you know, that was my time to clear my head.
Take me a second. Take your time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, As you can tell, it's not always easy. But that's knowing how to spend your energy, knowing how to choose what thoughts to spend time on. I think that's what I've learned, is that it's not worth my energy to spend time on worrying about what I can't control. It's better healing to have positive thoughts. It's better, you know, it's easier to get up in the morning to have positive thoughts. It's better overall energy for myself and anyone around me if all I worry about is what's good. I don't think about the what used to be or any of those things. So it's the choice, I guess.
So let's talk a little bit about that positive flow. You have been getting back into rowing.
Yes.
During your recovery. Can you bring us up to speed on that? What have you done?
Right now, I can't carry my own boat. You know, I can get my oars to the dock. I could help somebody carry my boat. But, you know, I come back in from being on the water and I got to look around for somebody to help me carry my boat up from the dock. I started with just a sort of a general para group, going out a couple times a week in the evenings this summer just to figure out how to move my body again. And luckily, you know, rowing is sort of one of those, it's like riding a bike, you never forget. My upper body generally feels the same, so getting my blades in the water and the whole manipulation of the oar handle and everything feels relatively the same, which is great. And it's just learning how to move with, my knees just don't bend all the way, so it's learning how to move with less slide and keeping my core nice and strong when it's working on getting stronger still and all of those things. But I mean, it's a phenomenal tool for rehab. It's a phenomenal tool for my mental health.
What are your new goals?
I want to be able to compete next year. I want to be strong enough that I can safely compete without creating some other injury. You know, I want to be able to row in head of the Charles again next year, and I want to, you know, be able to race either by myself or with a teammate or whatever it might be. But yeah, I'm hoping to be able to race next year. It's sort of a different door now that's open in some ways, because the para world is different. Like, I had sort of given the able-bodied world my shot and the best shot I had, and you know, I was looking forward to continuing to compete and row at the club level. The para world is different, so it's where, if I can get myself competing again, you know, kind of, you never know what can happen.
Are you thinking about the 2024 Olympics, Paralympics?
If I can keep myself together, you know, sure. But at the same time, it's a long way off.
Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, absolutely.
Lisa Bressel is a physical therapist and rower. This is 90.9 WBUR.